the time a year ago, but you know, the web has moved so fast, and you know, with the time we wrote those floors, there were not any Java servers, so that's life, you see. By the way, and of course, it is one of the sort of obvious things about using the web, which I think is relatively important, but is that because the web moves so rapidly, you need to be very careful to put your investment in a way it's not wasted. So a lot of your time in web technology is sitting there listening to the drumbeat of the web, trying to work out which way it's going to go, and trying to choose a strategy that has some, which is not going to be totally made irrelevant by future developments, and will basically have some hope of surviving in some fashion, whatever's going on. So I would say we put a lot of activity into such listening to the drumbeat of the web. The software was actually written by Jim Coey of Cooperating Systems, who works with Marina Chen. It was quite an amusing application. It was truly heterogeneous. The smallest system we used was an i386 laptop, and including largest an IBM SP2. The software was just written in native fashion. It was C software, which was compiled on the server and placed on the server for each of these systems. So this was a very clumsy technology. It was not some nifty Java applet, which you probably didn't want it to be, because this you must have running very fast, because this is computationally extremely intense. So this is not an example of something you do as a Java applet. You have a framework as a Java applet, but the actual code that's going to run and do the factoring analysis, that better run as fast as possible, because we want to, this is a very intense computation. So that, even if we wrote it in Java, we would have to run native Java compilers. It was actually written in C. Next file. Okay, so we can, so these are basically capabilities of a lot of, so this was done as CGI, this is, you know,